AM792，现在是2013年全国普通高等学校招生统一考试上海英语卷听力测试试音时间，请考生调试好自己的耳机。这里是东方都市广播 FM89.9 AM792，现在是2013年全国普通高等学校招生统一考试上海英语卷听力测试试音时间，请考生调试好自己的耳机。2013年全国普通高等学校招生统一考试上海英语卷听力测试现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Can you describe what you do?
I wash office building windows.I go high up in a basket to reach the windows.
Question, what is the man's job?
Two, should we go out or eat in tonight?
I'm too tired to do any cooking.
Question, what does the woman imply?3. Hi, Grace. Tell me something about your hometown.
It's so beautiful and peaceful, but it's really far away from everything.
Question. What does the woman think of her hometown?
4. My printer is out of paper. I will run and get some.
I will go with you.I need some fresh air.
Question, where will the speakers probably go?
5. I don't like the prices on the menu. They always seem too high.
You will have a different view after eating the delicious food.
Question, what does the woman mean?6. I had a hard time getting through the novel.
I know how you feel. Who can remember the names of 35 different characters?
Question. What does the woman imply?
7. Why haven't we received any newspaper here yet?
Well, sometimes it takes a while for the post office to deliver it.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Eight. My roommate and I are going to see a film tonight, and we are leaving at 7:40. Do you want to join us?
Sure, but my class ends at 7:30, and the professor never finishes on time.
Question. What can we learn about the woman?
Nine. Now that you're in the business, what's your advice for someone to become a fashion designer?
Go to school. I mean it. Find a good school and learn as much as you can.
Question. What does the man mean? Ten. Slow down. You're passing every car on the road.
Most drivers usually ignore the speed limit, unless they think the police will stop them.
Question. What does the man mean?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages, and you will be asked three questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
I am Lynn. My previous job was as principal of a language school, where I received awards for training teachers to teach more effectively. A year ago, I started an international company. I spent months conducting programs in the U.S. and Russia. During this time, some Russian immigrants came to stay at my house. Fortunately, these visitors helped a lot at home and made life easier. At the same time, I wrote several books to be published by my company and co-edited a book for a major publisher. I'm grateful I have a photographic memory, so I can remember everything I see. Otherwise, I might not be that productive. In addition to my work, I have a family at home. Some of my children have had serious health problems from birth, but I try to handle those problems well and efficiently. With tremendous help from my parents, the kids are fed and clothed and educated. I am busy from the time I get up until the time I go to bed. My time has to be carefully planned. I do not like to be interrupted because I want to accomplish my goals.
Now listen again, please. I am Lynn. My previous job was as principal of a language school, where I received awards for training teachers to teach more effectively. A year ago, I started an international company. I spent months conducting programs in the U.S. and Russia. During this time, some Russian immigrants came to stay at my house. Fortunately, these visitors helped a lot at home and made life easier. At the same time, I wrote several books to be published by my company and co-edited a book for a major publisher. I'm grateful I have a photographic memory, so I can remember everything I see. Otherwise, I might not be that productive. In addition to my work, I have a family at home. Some of my children have had serious health problems from birth, but I try to handle those problems well and efficiently. With tremendous help from my parents, the kids are fed and clothed and educated. I am busy from the time I get up until the time I go to bed. My time has to be carefully planned. I do not like to be interrupted because I want to accomplish my goals.
Questions. 11. What was the speaker's previous job?
12. What helps to make the speaker productive, according to the passage?
13. What does the passage mainly tell us?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Job interviews can generally be divided into three types. The first is what I would call the traditional interview. This is usually just a series of standard questions about qualifications, work experience, and expectations. So what you have here is basically a list of quite direct questions, like, what duties did you have in your previous job? This is still the model for a lot of interviews today. In my view, it's not the best to select staff. Then there's the case interview. Here, the interviewer presents a problem and a series of questions to find out how the candidate would approach the problem. It might go something like this. A company wants to hire more graduates without spending more than its current budget. What would you advise them to do? This can be particularly challenging, for you need to analyze the problem and solve it. The third type is known as the behavioral interview. The questions are usually designed to find out about how the candidates handled tricky situations in the past. A typical question might be, can you give me an example of a situation where you had to follow orders that you didn't agree with? This opens up a lot of information, and the interviewer gets to see more of the candidate.
Now listen again, please. Job interviews can generally be divided into three types. The first is what I would call the traditional interview. This is usually just a series of standard questions about qualifications, work experience, and expectations. So what you have here is basically a list of quite direct questions, like, what duties did you have in your previous job? This is still the model for a lot of interviews today. In my view, it's not the best to select staff. Then there's the case interview. Here the interviewer presents a problem and a series of questions to find out how the candidate would approach the problem. It might go something like this. A company wants to hire more graduates without spending more than its current budget. What would you advise them to do? This can be particularly challenging, for you need to analyze the problem and solve it. The third type is known as the behavioral interview. The questions are usually designed to find out about how the candidates handled tricky situations in the past. A typical question might be, can you give me an example of a situation where you had to follow orders that you didn't agree with? This opens up a lot of information, and the interviewer gets to see more of the candidate.
Questions 14. What kind of questions are usually asked in the traditional interview?
What does the case interview focus on about the candidate?
What does the speaker mainly talk about?
6. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Bruce. It's Naomi.
Hi, Naomi.
I'm calling about the conference in Shanghai on November 8th. We'll have to make some changes.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think the Peace Garden will be big enough. We need a center that can seat at least 600.
That many? Any suggestions?
The Palace Center will be free that day, but it'll mean increasing the registration fee by $50, from $800 to $850.
That won't be a problem. Anything else?
Milan University says they're sending Carla Marisco instead of Professor Bertoni, but the talk will be the same, opportunities and risks in the African market.
Fine. Make those changes and I'll inform everyone at my end.
Now listen again, please. Hi, Bruce. It's Naomi.
Hi, Naomi.
I'm calling about the conference in Shanghai on November 8th. We'll have to make some changes.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think the Peace Garden will be big enough. We need a center that can seat at least 600.
That many? Any suggestions?
The Palace Center will be free that day, but it'll mean increasing the registration fee by $50, from $800 to $850.
That won't be a problem. Anything else?
Milan University says they're sending Carla Marisco instead of Professor Bertoni, but the talk will be the same, opportunities and risks in the African market.
Fine. Make those changes and I'll inform everyone at my end. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. David, we all know you took up skateboarding at 10, but did your parents support you?
Yeah, my parents even let me skate in the house.
Did they?
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
How about your schoolwork?
That was fine. I was able to get my schoolwork done with good grades. My only problem was that I had so much physical energy that I could not sit still in class. Then some teachers started taking my skateboard away.
That couldn't stop you from skating.
No way. The cool thing was that my parents managed to find me a different school. The headmaster there was wonderful. He let us plan our own PE classes. So guess what class I created?
Skateboarding.
You got it. That was my PE class. By that time, I was turning professional and starting to show off some techniques at competitions.
Is that when your new style became famous?
Yeah. Other skaters had this smooth, flowing style, but I was kind of like a robot, always coming up with new tricks.
Now listen again, please. David, we all know you took up skateboarding at 10, but did your parents support you?
Yeah. My parents even let me skate in the house.
Did they?
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
How about your schoolwork?
That was fine. I was able to get my schoolwork done with good grades. My only problem was that I had so much physical energy that I could not sit still in class. Then some teachers started taking my skateboard away.
That couldn't stop you from skating.
No way. The cool thing was that my parents managed to find me a different school. The headmaster there was wonderful. He let us plan our own PE classes. So guess what class I created?
Skateboarding.
You got it. That was my PE class. By that time, I was turning professional and starting to show off some techniques at competitions.
Is that when your new style became famous?
Yeah. Other skaters had this smooth, flowing style, but I was kind of like a robot, always coming up with new tricks. Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
That's the end of listening comprehension.
听力测试到此结束。